So in this talk, we're going to see how both Saint Benedict and Padre Pio can in fact help to scare away the devil of evil influences. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a look at the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker. But who was Padre Pio? And through a series of short stories, we aim to find out. We'd also like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons, and through helping us, through supporting us with this, you're helping our apostolate to continue and to go ahead. Now, a little while back, I read a book written by a very respected priest, and it's called Hostage to the Devil. And in this, he was looking at various exorcisms that he had done. And in one particular exorcism, this person was being tormented by familial spirits that were not of God. They kept appearing to him. Initially, they seemed very funny, full of jokes and pranks, but later on, they ended up driving him absolutely mad to the point of being suicidal, which was obviously the intention. And in one particular incident that comes to mind, there was this icon. This person had inherited an icon from someone, and the icon was in his house, and this demon did not like to see the icon and eventually persuaded him the icon must be stuck away in the cupboard. Well, one day there was a racket going on in this cupboard. He opened the cupboard, and inside was this demon, this familial spirit that was poking or scratching the eyes out of the icon, and such was the hatred of the spirits for religious objects. That's just by way of an introduction. Now, one tradition or teaching that has always been handed down in the church is that the presence of Jesus and of Mary, that it's like a shield against the devil. And we can see this mentioned in sacred scriptures. However, divine providence has also given other ways, other things that have the ability to frighten off demons. So certain saints and sacramentals have this ability to frighten away demons. And we're going to look at two such cases. The one is the Saint Benedict Medal, and the other is the name of Padre Pio. Now, in an interview with a Padre Piero Catalona, who was an exorcist, he was also a student of Father Gabriel Amorth, and this comes from the website Religion et Libertad, and there it is reported that Saint Padre Pio is often present at exorcisms in such a way that the possessed shows fear and even makes strange statements like, "The man with the beard is here." To which the exorcist asked him on this occasion, and he said, "And is he called Saint Padre Pio of Pietrelcina?" The possessed answered he wanted to avoid using the name, and said, "No, his name is Francesco Forgioni." Of course, Padre Pio, when he was young, was called Francesco Forgioni. So it seems that the devil was even afraid to mention the name of Padre Pio, says Father Piero. And then our second case, the sacramental, the medal of Saint Benedict. And here we're going to discuss all the symbolisms that appear on the medal. Now, the first origins of the medal date way back to the 15th century. And since that time, there are many, many testimonies that confirm the powerful intercession of Saint Benedict that's attached to this medal. So it's not a charm, but in fact, Saint Benedict prays and intercedes for those who wear or who use this medal. Looking at the symbolisms, on the front side of the medal, we can see the medal can have various colors and be very beautiful, or it can be very plain, but it always has these things. On the front side is an image of Saint Benedict himself, with a cross in his right hand and the book of rules of his order, the Benedictines, in the other hand. And next to the image are the words, "Crux Sancti Patris Benedicti," or the cross of the Holy Father Benedict. And in addition, there's a raven with some bread in its mouth, and also a chalice from which a snake is emerging. And these, both of those, the raven and the snake, they represent attempts that were made on the Holy Saint's life, on Saint Benedict's life. Saint Benedict at the time was considered too radical, and his order or his rule, the rule of Saint Benedict, was considered too strict. So some other friars, they slipped some poison into the chalice, hoping that he would drink it and die. When he blessed the chalice, it fell to the ground and shattered. So that was the one attempt on his life, the snake emerging from the chalice. And the other, the raven with the bread in its mouth. Once again, the friars poisoned some bread that Saint Benedict was meant to eat. But before he could eat it, a raven arrived and stole the bread and flew off. So both attempts failed. And then around this image on the medal appear the words, "Eos in orbiti nostri presenti maniabru," which is in English is, "By his presence we may be protected in dying." Of course, we want to die a good death, don't we, in God's friendship, in his favor. And then on the lower middle section appear the words, "XSM Cassino," and then the date, which is Latin for "From the Holy Mountain of Cassino, 1882, or that date, of course, may change depending on when the medal was made. In the other side, on the reverse side of the medal, are the letters, or a series of letters, which are in fact abbreviations for a prayer. So there's a cross in the middle, and around the side of the cross we see CSPB, Crux Sancti Patris Benedicti, or Cross of the Holy Father Benedict. And then on the vertical part of the cross, that's the cross of our Lord, CSSML, Crux Sancta Sit Mihi Lux in Latin, may the Holy Cross be my light. On the horizontal beam of the cross, MDSMD, Non Draco Sit Mihi Dux, in English, the dragon is not my leader. Of course, the dragon appears in the book of Apocalypse. The devil appears as a dragon in the book of Apocalypse, who drags a third of the stars from the sky. And then there are 14 letters in a circle around the outside of the medal. And they, in going clockwise, they are VRS, Vade Retro Satana, go back, Satan. NSMV, Nunquam Suade Mihi Vana, and suggest not to me your vain things. So, of course, Satan always wants to present things in the way of our Lord. SMQL, Sunt Mala Quae Libas, the drink you offer is evil. IVB, Ipsa Venana Bibas, drink that poison yourself. And we can see that Saint Benedict here is not mincing his words. He's not soft on evil or the evil spirit that is behind the evil. Because, of course, the evil one is just seeking our ruin. And then in the top center of the medal, we see the word Pax, or peace. And in the older medals, also the words Iesu, which is Jesus. So the peace of Jesus. So we've seen here two examples how the name of Padre Pio can be exorcistic in itself. And also how the medal of Saint Benedict, which is exorcistic, what all the symbolism on the medal is. And then we also have a little exorcism to Saint Michael the Archangel. We know that Saint Michael the Archangel, our Lord tells us, expelled the demons from heaven in a great battle which took place long, long ago. This is the prayer. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. God command him, we plead, that you, Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and all evil spirits who walk through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Please do continue watching our other talks and enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to this Mass, and we also bring Padre Pio's intentions for us, all of us, to this Mass too.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo e dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e sempre.